Four kayakers were paddling in Reed Inlet when strong gusts coming down from a nearby glacier sent one of the paddlers tumbling into the frigid water. Another got separated in the waves. The group ended up trapped and freezing on the rocky shore. The kayakers activated their emergency beacon. The Coast Guard spotted a single kayak. Three rescuers boarded a small boat and set out from the Douglas Monroe to find them.
I was mainly looking for one person, and that's what my understanding was at first.
That's Seaman Colby Kastner.
So when I saw three people waving their arms frantically as we approached, I knew that it was a lot bigger than I anticipated.
Kastner is recounting the rescue from the Douglas Monroe's mess hall. He's wearing a navy blue button-up. He's tall, fit, and looks pretty young.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 22 years old.
Kastner says the kayakers were in rough shape.
They had flotation, which was really good, but hypothermia out here with that water temperature and then the air and that wind chill, easily they could have succumbed to hypothermia very quickly.
As the small boat approached the shore, the rocks prevented the rescuers from reaching the kayakers. Kastner had to jump into the 50-degree water and swim out to them.
They were all on their rocks, and I had to swim up, and it was the rocks were full of barnacles, and so I wanted them to leave all their shoes, leave everything on so they didn't get cut up. Then you'll do what we call the buddy toe, which you'll essentially boost them up on your hip and put your arms around them to try to just hold on to them as hard as you can, and you swim them back. So you're not only swimming yourself back, but you're swimming them back as well.
He had to do this multiple times, one for each person, and again for their kayak and their gear. The fourth kayaker was also safe, 300 yards down the shore.
What really humbled me was just how scared they were. I had never seen that before, and it just, they were just very frantic and just listened to pretty much anything that I said. They
trusted. Aboard the Monroe, the group was shaken, but unharmed. Kastner says without their emergency beacon, they may not have been found at all.
And the number one thing was that they had the EPIRB, emergency position indicating radio beacon, and that was, it's almost scary to say that that might have been the only reason that they were found.
They were taken to Juneau the next day. Kastner is from Clearwater, Florida. He joined the Guard last year to specialize in search and rescue. He's been training with the Guard's rescue swimmers since, following an intense regimen.
A lot of cardio, a lot of push-ups, a lot of swimming. It's a lot of long days in the gym.
Kastner plans to go to Aviation Survival Technician School to become a member of the Guard's elite rescue swimmer unit. The training is relentless, and only around half of trainees make it through. But Kastner is undeterred.
I've been training with the rescue swimmers in the Coast Guard for almost a year now, preparing to go to this school. So everything that I've trained for was exactly for this moment. This is why I joined the Coast Guard, to be able to do this kind of stuff. I would never wish that it would happen, but if it has to happen, then I definitely want to be the person to go out there and get them.
In Juneau, I'm Jake Steinberg.